Welcome back to the Change Healthcare Podcast. I'm Sarah Linares, Vice President of Partnerships. Today, we'll be talking about healthcare data with our guest, Cheryl Miller from Advanced Data Systems. Cheryl, before we get started, can you please tell our listeners a little bit about yourself, your role at Advanced Data Systems, ADS, and what you and your team focus on every day?
Sure, Sarah. Thank you so much. And thanks for inviting us to join you today. On behalf of Advanced Data Systems and ADS, as we call ourselves for short, we're really thrilled to be participating. I've been in healthcare IT my entire career. I'm currently the Executive Vice President of Sales and Business Development at ADS and happy to be a member of the small management team here at ADS. I've been here for over 10 years, and I'm really thrilled to work with the great customers, the great staff, and of course, the partners we have at ADS. We focus on practices of all types and specialties, as well as health systems, working with them on practice management, electronic health records, and revenue cycle management. So the topic of EDI is near and dear to our hearts and to our clients every day.
And EDI, of course, is electronic data interchange, and that's how our healthcare information is standardized and shared. So Cheryl, I understand that ADS has quite a history with being first to implement EDI. Tell us a little bit more about that.
We sure do. Here we are in 2020, and I'm amazed to think that the first EDI message was actually sent 55 years ago. Since ADS started in 1977, we've been in healthcare IT for 43 years. We were there from the beginning, and what an interesting ride it's begun. Back in the day, EDI started with 2400-bit modems, and today we're doing everything over the internet. I think it's interesting to know that in 1991, the work group for the electronic data interchange, what we call WEDI, was formed as an answer to the Bush administration's concern for rising healthcare costs. Essentially, WEDI paved the way for HIPAA to become a reality, and many of HIPAA's provisions are based on the recommendations of WEDI. So in 1996, everything changed in the healthcare industry when President Clinton signed HIPAA into law. Before HIPAA, there were over 400 different medical forms used in the healthcare industry. While EDI implementation has been attempted in various manifestations, HIPAA actually mandated it. EDI was something that really needed to happen in healthcare. Using paper was so inefficient, and the cost due to human error was significant. One study estimated that EDI could save the healthcare industry $20 to $40 billion. It's amazing. What I find personally interesting is that I had started and grew a company in practice management and early EMR. What I remember most about EDI was how everything changed dramatically for practices when CMS required providers to submit Medicare claims electronically. I think it was around like October 2003. And everything changed. We had all of our tax dollars hard at work, and we had all of these people at Medicare keying in all the claims, trying to read them. The error rate was high. And then it changed when CMS said everyone must submit claims electronically. What a difference EDI had after that.
Cheryl, that was a great history for all of us. I know there's people on the line that don't realize all that it took to get healthcare data to be exchanged electronically and weren't involved back in the day when these things were all done manually. So thank you for all that you did and ADS did to contribute toward implementing that in healthcare. Also really great to have a female founder on the line with us. Wanted to talk a little bit about the heart of Change Healthcare is electronic data interchange and why you chose Change Healthcare. We're thrilled, of course, to be working with ADS and partners like you to deliver this essential capability to providers. Tell us more about why you chose Change Healthcare for your business.
Sarah, the owners of ADS are software engineers, and all they care about is having their products be the best possible on the market. The ADS mission since 1977 has been to create and deliver superior solutions and services that meet and exceed the challenges and changes within the healthcare industry. ADS chose Change Healthcare because of the fabulous platform that you have, that you've created over many decades that leverage tremendously rich data networks. These networks and the way Change Healthcare and ADS work together to provide solutions that meet the dynamic needs of our clients or why we've stayed tight partners for such a long time. Like ADS, it's a combination of the people, products, and process of how we work together with Change Healthcare that make it a home run for all of us. ADS has worked closely with Change Healthcare, and it's the tight integration that gives clients the ability to work with claims that gives us a close to 100% clean claim on the first pass rate because of all the alerts and integration we've done together. At ADS, we feel it starts with the first phone call from a patient making an appointment. We're able to do integrated eligibility checking immediately to make sure the patient is eligible under that insurance and get a slew of pertinent information on deductibles, copays, coinsurance, all of that and more, so the practice can inform the patient of how much is expected at the time of service. This information is vital to both the patient and the practice, so the claim gets paid. Once the claim goes out, when the remittance advice, known as the ERA, comes back, all information flows into the ADS system automatically, so the practice can deal with the denials and partial payments in an automated and organized manner. This is so important. Dealing with denials properly is what makes a tremendous difference on the collection rate for practices, and so many don't pay enough attention to this. In addition, ADS has created a claims rule engine to prompt practices with pertinent information on that payer, and this really helps dramatically. Clients just love how we keep adding more and more functionality to the same workflow. To me, the analogy is like driving through a car wash and having the ability to get more parts washed and waxed, looking awesome when you get out. We're doing the same thing with the claims together. The results keep getting better and better.
Well, thank you for your valued partnership, Cheryl. We can't do a podcast in 2020 without acknowledging COVID-19 and the impact it's had on healthcare and all of our lives. From a healthcare perspective, it certainly has accelerated digital health and virtual care initiatives. So I'm curious, what are you hearing from your customers and how are you responding to their needs?
As we look at this horrific pandemic called COVID-19, the focus has really been back to basics for practices of all sizes and types. There are two basics we see. Number one is, how do we treat patients? So telemedicine has played a big part in helping that to be achieved, as have our patient and referring patient portals to help the practice and patients communicate in a HIPAA-compliant manner, have everything, the appointments, the forms, the payments, everything completed efficiently. The next thing that we see is very important is, how do we get paid every dollar on those claims so the practices can stay alive? We all know that staff are often working remote. There's less staff in general. We're spacing out patients. It's a reduced flow. So EDI and getting paid every dollar on those claims are so important. Bells and whistles are great, but the basics pay the bills. And the basics combined with much more functionality in the same workflow are what I think are the secrets for all of us together, the patients, providers, ADS, and Change Healthcare.
That makes sense. And certainly the rules around telemedicine have been shifting during this time and what's allowable to be reimbursed, how you can conduct televisits. Have you found that Change Healthcare's network has been ready to go for you as you've been supporting your providers?
Absolutely. Change Healthcare has been right there. ADS was so fortunate as well to have telemedicine ready. And the two of us together were just able to turn it on immediately and have practices hit the ground running. And both of our teams have worked together really well. It's been an awesome partnership for ADS and our clients. You know, at Change Healthcare, we have teams of people that know us well, and they're committed to making sure we have all the support we need in every area, both to keep everything we're doing optimally today and also looking to the future to help us make sure we're adding value by reducing costs and increasing revenue for our customers. Together, we're finding every way that these practices can see their patients and the patients can get the care that they so need.
That's so great to hear. So I'm thinking about the future and first wanted to start with just addressing the EDI technology. You described earlier that it's something that's been in place for 45 years. And some people on the line might be wondering if this is an old technology, is it actually becoming obsolete? So could you speak a little bit about your point of view on EDI, whether it's obsolete and some of these other ways to connect?
Sure, absolutely. You know, I hear what you're saying and I totally understand it, but I have to say EDI is not obsolete, but there are many things we're all doing to add and enhance it. So it's kind of like that car wash, right? I think the big thing is adding APIs, application programming interfaces, to do more with the data and to continue to make it seamless for the customers to work with the data, presenting it back to them differently, adding more information through APIs, and having it be a key part of the future so that they're continually able to work with the data differently than they've been before. The car wash that I referenced earlier, where we keep analyzing and scrubbing the data, giving them more and better results as we enhance our solutions together. And APIs adding into EDI are what I think is the future.
I'm glad you mentioned that. In fact, Change Healthcare has launched a marketplace with APIs. So Change Healthcare, Cheryl, as you know, is continually evaluating how we can create more value for our healthcare clients and their patients or members. And of course, working with ADS on how we can do that together. We do believe that API connectivity is a great way to incorporate some of the intelligent capabilities that we've been coming to market. And again, like you said, that just builds on top of the fabulous EDI network that we already have. I do know that our partners are well positioned to use this intelligence to innovate, and especially ADS. So I'm curious, what does the future hold for you as all this intelligence becomes available as options for your development team to start taking advantage of?
I'm even more jazzed about the future, adding the Change Healthcare Claims Lifecycle AI. Who doesn't love artificial intelligence and all the algorithms you've built into it? Giving clients a propensity to pay alert to the same workflow brings clients tremendous value. As will be being able to seamlessly have attachments go with the claims. This is important for workers' comp, no fault, and medical records that all the various payers are asking for with all the various scenarios.
Thanks, Cheryl. Great articulation. I'm excited also about our future together. By the way, our listeners can learn more about these APIs on the Change Healthcare Developer Portal. In the show notes, there's a link you can click to access this information. So Cheryl, tell us what else is new at ADS and what should your clients be looking out for in the near future besides those few things?
ADS is continually refining the combination of people, products, and process at ADS that boost profitability and productivity for our customers. We have a number of things that have recently launched and many in development that are really exciting. We're bringing more automation in many areas that are relevant for both practices and their patients. Maybe a little taste, some of it includes automation on prior authorizations, lots going on in enhanced financial reporting, which I think is critical to every practice. And at the very top of the list, in my opinion, are all the items that are focused on patient engagement. Please visit our website at www.adsc.com and follow us on LinkedIn and Twitter.
Thanks, Cheryl, for taking the time to chat with us today. For our listeners, don't forget to check the show notes for resources and contact information related to today's show. And stay tuned for more podcasts from Change Healthcare. And again, feel free to visit us on our website at changehealthcare.com to learn more about the great work we're doing with partners like Cheryl.
You've been listening to the Change Healthcare podcast. For more information on this and other healthcare IT topics, please visit changehealthcare.com. Don't forget to check the show notes for useful links to related resources and our contact information. Thanks for listening and have a great day.